But then that's right on the border.
Yeah. And I would say in Mexico City, there's a lot of, I have friends, you know, all over Mexico, and they, some do follow it and some of them don't. But since most of them have been educated, I'd say 99% or 100, I'd say maybe probably 100% have been educated either here in the States or in Europe. So their customs are more or less the same. The ones that, that were educated here in the United States, they more or less have the same customs. Or they take them back home with them. And they usually like the American custom better than their own customs. Mm-hmm. So this is why you have lots of customs, American customs in Mexico, because lots of those children were educated here in the States.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, that does. It's, but then you have your lower class that were not educated here, that live in El Laredo.
Mm-hmm.
That will follow strictly Mexican customs,
mm-hmm.
No American customs at all.
What age are the maids usually when, that you said your cook has been with you for 15 years?
Yeah, about 15 years, I would say.
When did you first hire her?
We hired her when we first lived in El Laredo. And then when we came over here, she came over here to work with us. And she's the only one that's really stayed with us. And it's nice this way because you don't, in no other way, I like, the family likes to eat. You get a different cook and it's just like going to different restaurants. You don't know how they, if you say medium rare, they might bring the meat medium. If you say medium, they might bring it well done. So they get, the maid gets to know your habits. And they get to know all your friends and everything. And it's a lot better.
Most people have maids pretty much for life like that, you know,
For a long period of time, yeah. We had like, when I was a kid, I guess the maid that brought me up, I guess she worked for us for, I'd say maybe 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, she worked more than 20 years. No, about 20 years for us.
What's going to happen when they get old? If they were Americans, they'd have Social Security, but nothing's being deducted?
No.
That's then, like you said, about the children.
The
children will have
support. This is why the people in Mexico have more children, because this is their Social Security. And I don't know, the children in Mexico or the Mexican customs, they really take care of their parents. I mean, they won't put them in an old people's home or anything. They think too much of their parents. They'll take care of their parents and furnish the money and see that they have everything they need and everything. They're really, I don't care how poor they are or how well off they are, they won't put them in a poor people's home or anything, or an old people's home. They take care of their mother till she dies. My grandmother's 98 and she's getting very senile. And the only thing we do is we have a maid with her 24 hours. Not a maid, a nurse with. Maid and nurse and everything that dresses her and everything, and she's got the nurse for 24 hours. But and my own mother kids me, you know, since they started the old people's homes here in the States and everything, and you see more and more. Every time we pass by, my mother's with me. She says, "Don't you ever put me in one of those houses." She says, "You take care of me." I says, "Oh, you don't have to worry about that." And
everybody here follows the Mexican customs about that.
They're taking care of their mother and father. And well, the advantage that you have, that you can get a more or less a maid that has some nursing experience to take care of your parents and everything. She'll call you every day, and you talk to her every day, and you go by and visit your parents. But you see very few people.